A new study of genetically modified salmon shows they can breed with their wild counterparts. That raises concerns that escaped farm fish could weaken wild stocks. It's not an immediate threat to Alaska species, though it could be to commercial sales, Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
The study was conducted at the Memorial University of Newfoundland on Canada's eastern seaboard. Graduate student Derek Moreau says he and other researchers work with what are called growth hormone transgenic Atlantic salmon. Those have an added Chinook or king salmon gene that speeds their growth. Moreau says modified males were exposed to male and female wild salmon in a laboratory simulation of natural spawning conditions.
So we basically put these fish together and allowed them to do what they do at that time of the year and recorded the results.
And your conclusions?
Well, we found that the transgenics had a much reduced breeding performance, but they did in fact show an interest in breeding and the ability to breed.
The research, published in the scientific journal Evolutionary Application, is the first to show this type of genetically engineered salmon can interbreed with wild fish. Moreau says the study should raise concerns about the possible release of modified salmon through accidents at fish farms.
If there was a significant number of V-scapies that occurred in succession over many years, there's certainly the potential for there to be some harm.
He notes that the commercial developer, Massachusetts-based Aqua Bounties Technologies, plans to raise only sterile fish in closed pens. The company did not return calls requesting comment, but it has not begun commercial production. British Columbia has the closest fish farms to Alaska. Past accidents have released Atlantic salmon into the Pacific Ocean, some of which ended up in Alaska waters. But several scientists say cross-fertilization is not an issue here.
Atlantic salmon basically don't breed with Pacific salmon.
Ted Myers is chief pathologist for Alaska's Department of Fish and Game.
As far as being a genetic threat to our own Pacific salmon here in Southeast, that's not likely. Speaking in that term, the transgenic fish then would be no greater threat than the unaltered Atlantic salmon currently farmed in BC.
And that province's fish farms say they don't plan to use the modified fish anytime soon. Ruth Salmon is executive director of the Canadian Aquaculture Industry Alliance, which includes the British Columbia Salmon Farmers Association. She says the industry is waiting for government assurance that the fish are safe.
That's a key component. But the other aspect here is until the market demands it, because we're producing products that the market demands. And right now, there is no demand for GMO salmon.
Fish farm critics say that time will come.
I think the BC salmon farming industry is under such heavy assault right now that they wouldn't dare mention wanting to use genetically modified fish.
Alexandra Morton is a marine biologist in British Columbia and a leading critic of fish farming's impacts on wild salmon runs.
One thing they tell us all the time is that they have to remain competitive, and that's why if genetically modified fish give one area an edge on the market, in other words, make these fish grow faster, then you can be sure they're going to be wanting to use it here just as soon as possible.
Alaska's congressional delegation and about 20 other members of Congress recently wrote the Food and Drug Administration to oppose Aqua Bounty's plans. One letter said sales of genetically modified salmon would cause fear and confusion among consumers, and that could slow all sales of the species. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.